Yay, welcome back everyone. So this is the last part of the old training, the beginning of the new training. This is the time where we get to draw a line under everything that's happened and prepare for part two of the training, which is all about you getting out in the world, doing whatever it is that you came here to do. And so you've changed a lot since you began this training. And so this is an opportunity for you to really get an idea where you are now. What is your real mission? What is your vision? What is it that's like up for you right now based on the fact that you're now a different person? And we're also going to help you to see that, feel that, and there's a whole bonus that you're going to get on this program. And we're also going to be talking about the main protocols that we've been dealing with on the training from the beginning until now. Because the reason you did this training is because you wanted to do something amazing with your life. You have your own personal mission. No one else has the same mission as you. And so here is your opportunity for the rest of this training to get out in the world and really make it happen. Isn't that right, bro?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a tremendous time, great opportunity, and you are definitely being called. You were called to join this training. And what we've given you so far is the way to, you know, really get the power. If you're practicing the protocols, you're going to be getting the juice and dissolving all of the blockages and the distortions and the negativity and the toxicity inside of you that's preventing you as consciousness syncing up with that great resource within you. So up until today, that's all we've been giving you, over and over and over, different ways to dissolve, release, let go, and empower yourself so that you really feel connected and juiced up. And of course, the energy that's coming through comes through in rhythms and cycles. So sometimes you feel that you're really filling up with it, and other times it feels like it's plateauing. And it's a very natural rhythm, a very natural cycle. That's how things go. Mm-hmm. But this part of the training that we're beginning today, or we're introducing today, and we're going to be practicing now on for the next few weeks and months, is all about grounding it in, expressing it, demonstrating it, you being on your mission in the world, expressing in your own unique way, absolutely unique, getting on your life purpose, your mission, just doing it the way you're supposed to be doing it. And that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Mm. So a couple of things you need to understand, and one is that the context of the world that you are living in now has changed. Not only you as an individual, the ones that have really been practicing the protocols and doing the methods and the practices that we recommend will have made significant shifts within themselves, and they'll know it. So you're a different person from the one that set those goals, had that vision, had that dream at the beginning of this training. You'll be a lot more grounded in, a lot more real, a lot more in touch with who you truly are and what your mission really is. So we're going to have a look at that, how that context has changed, not just you as an individual, but the way the world has changed, the world that we are in. You see, the old world that was based on the ego's selfishness and the ego's limitedness and the ego's fear and the ego's terror of not surviving and acquiring and hoarding and competing with all these other individuals that appear to be outside of itself, that whole thing is ending. And there's a new world being born. And we are the champions of that new way. You are the champion of that new way. Your challenge is to embody that fully and demonstrate it fully. So the context has changed. So we're going to have a look at that a little bit. And also, I want to ask you the question and have you reflect on this somewhat. Is, you know, are you really doing the protocols that we're recommending? Are you really on the program? Are you getting up early? Are you setting it up the night before? Are you meditating, doing your visualization the night before? Are you eating cleanly and simply, very, very, very lightly in the evening time so that you can get up early in the morning? Are you doing the cleansing protocols and nutritional protocols, changing your body, bringing your physical body into good health and vitality? Increasingly so. Are you changing that self-image? Are you really on it with the visualization and the ho'oponopono deep, deep down inside yourself? How much prayer are you actually doing? How service orientated are you? How much time are you wasting? You know, all these things, everything that we've been recommending over the last months, I want you to have a good look in the mirror there and have a look at yourself and ask yourself, wow, am I really, really, really doing this? You know, am I really going for it? Because if you are, you're catching these uplifts all the time. Yeah, you plateau, that's where you consolidate, but then you're ready for the next one and you get the next lift. If you're not, then you feel, you know, you're a little stagnant, things aren't really happening, and you might be feeling some frustration and stuff. But it's not coming from outside of you, anything that is preventing you from feeling that uplifting movement. It's coming from inside, and it's a signal that you need to do more work on the inside, more cleaning, more dissolving, more purifying, more connecting, getting real, and really tapping into that unlimited resource inside of you.
And the reason this is such an important video to watch today is because most people basically fail miserably on their mission. And the reason they fail miserably on their mission is because, firstly, they haven't got the protocols and they're not applying them, so they themselves are not activated. And the other reason people fail miserably is they don't have a very, very clear vision and focus. So in this video, you're going to learn what the most important protocols are that you can apply. We've talked about that a lot. And what is your mission now? And if you have these two things, then the rest of this training is going to be super easy and you're going to manifest amazing things very, very quickly. If you don't have them, chances are you're not going to really manifest anything, and you know, you're going to be annoyed. But we're going to make sure you do manifest them with these things we're sharing with you today. Yay. So what we want to talk to you about now is the biggest reason why people fail. Because look around you, most people have not manifested their visions, most people are miserable, most people haven't got any real level of success. In fact, nearly the whole world, you could say, is unsuccessful and unfortunate. What is the reason for that happening? Why is it that people, you know, just kind of waste their lives doing things that they don't love, upsetting themselves, upsetting everyone else, complaining? What is the real reason? It's good to know, because then you can turn it around for yourself and change it. So Napoleon Hill has wrote a book back in, I think, 1937, which was unpublished until a few years ago. It's just come out now. I think it might have even been last year. And it's called Outwitting the Devil. And it was basically conversations with the devil, him having a conversation with the devil. Very interesting book. I highly recommend you read that book. Extremely useful. And one of the things it says in that book, and you'll come across this in many other places, but I just felt that was a good example, is that the biggest reason that people get absorbed in all this nonsense and don't attain success, and according to that book, 98% of everyone never really get anywhere and are just kind of wasting their life. The reason 98% of people wasting their lives is because of drifting. They are drifting around. They have no definitive goal. They have no clear focus. And so they're just reacting. They wake up in the morning and they just do the same old nonsense. The addictions, the ego just rules their life. They wake up, same thing, react. And then just get knocked out and go to sleep, wake up and do the same thing again. Do you know what I mean? And thinking the same thoughts every day, the same people, the same complaints, the same beliefs, blah, 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 blah. Literally the walking dead, you know, the walking dead. So we're living in a world of walking dead, sleepwalking, hypnotized, you know, like monstrous type individuals in various ways. So we don't want that to happen to you. The fact you're on this training has proven that you're not one of those people. But it can happen to all of us, and this drifting can be there in various different ways within each of us, and we need to completely remove it from our lives if we want to be a real superhero and make a difference in the world. And so the way to do that is to get complete focus, to have an absolutely solid goal, a solid aim, a solid vision, pinpoint focus. And you just go after that goal again and again and again and again and again. And you don't allow your mind to drift. You don't allow your time to be wasted. Basically, the reason people waste their time, the reason people are wasting time on television, on random conversations, complaining, blah, 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 because they haven't got a goal. They've got nothing better to do than waste their life. So when you have a clear focus, you go for it, go for it, go for it, and the whole universe conspires to help you, and the whole thing happens. But if that focus is vague, then you're going to be drifting and you're going to waste your life.
Mm.
So Nick's got a lovely example of this here, you know. What is that, bro?
Well, I was I'm always reminded of the missiles, you know, the Exocet missiles. Those super high tech missiles that can pinpoint a target, and they fire them into cities, and they will go down streets, around buildings. They will navigate their way, and if that target is a person, they will find that person. And that's the way your mind needs to be. His chief definite aim is burning focus. You know, you understand that you are on a mission, and mission-driven individuals with burning purpose, superheroes, don't let themselves be distracted. Don't let people distract them. Don't let circumstances and obstacles distract them. What we do is we navigate. We navigate the challenges and the obstacles, and each situation, like that missile does going down a street, if there's a big pile of rubble in the way, it will go over it. If there's buildings in the way, it will go around it. If there's something to go down, it will go down it. It won't just bulldoze through with lacking intelligence. We're not saying be like a bulldozer. You have to have exquisite sensitivity to even be aware of how people, like your nearest and dearest, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your husband, your wife, your best friends, your children, how people that are drifting, that don't have burning focus and purpose in their lives, can suck you into their thing, into their ordinariness, into their mundaneness, and take your energy. So you need to be, whenever you're giving to those situations, those obstacles, those challenges, you need to give wholeheartedly and really be present while you're doing it. But your focus is on your mission, on your goal, on your purpose. That's your overriding objective and priority in your life. And what I was talking about before, about how the context of reality has shifted now, is that the old world, the old material world, run by politicians, guided by politicians, leading the sheeple in a certain direction, educating them in a certain way, feeding them and providing water and quality of air and all the rest of it for them to dumb them all down. All that system is changing and dissolving and breaking down and going to hell. So as all of that instability, we feel all of that in our lives and inside of ourselves, psychically and psychologically, emotionally, in our soul connection with everyone else, with the collective consciousness, there's more instability in the mix now. There's more uncertainty. There's more fear. There's more fear of the unknown. And so that requires us to be extra, extra, extra solid, extra, extra, extra burning with our focus, and in a way ruthless. In a way ruthless. You're on a mission, and that's it, period. And you're not going to let anything stand in the way of that. So you need to be mercilessly compassionate with anything that does stand in the way of it. Deal with it in a compassionate and powerful way, with your ho'oponopono attitude going all the time. But it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, now I'm on the way.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. you stay heart-centered and sweet, but you never lose the vision and the purpose of the goal of what you've set for yourself. And you need to turn the heat up on that, because there's so much more instability and fear and insecurity in the mix right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and just to go back to this example of the missile, what these missiles do is that they're going for a course, and they'll go off course a little bit, because that's how they stay on course. They go off a little bit, And then once they realize they've gone too far one way, they go back the other way. So your life is literally like a missile. So you find yourself sometimes going off a little bit one side. It's not like you failed miserably. Mm-hmm. It's just an opportunity just to go back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're literally going to be zigzagging. These missiles, they don't go straight. They zigzag in a little bit all the way to the target.
Yeah.
And so this is what your life is like, zigzagging this way, zigzagging this way, and that's how you get there.
Yeah. Like a boat tacks, like a sailing ship tacks to get over there. It has to go over here and go over there. Like a surfer surfs the wave, you know, and that's really probably the most appropriate analogy, because we're surfing waves of opportunity, but if we're not looking where we're going and we're not taking into consideration everything that's going on, if we've got to surf through a whole bunch of people, or there's going to be rocks in the water, or the wave's going to close out here, or whatever it is, you know, you have to navigate, but always with that focus of where you're going in mind.
Yeah, and another good example for this is playing golf. You know, golfers, sometimes they get a hole in one. They might get a hole in one maybe once in a lifetime, but the rest of the time, they know where the target is, they can see it, and then they go for it, and it's a little bit too much that way, a little bit too much that way, and they get there in 4 or 5 shots, or however good they are. And this is exactly the same. You have a go, and then based on where you've ended up, you move forward, move forward, move forward. That's just the way life works. So if you get it out of your head that you're going to get it in one go, this is what you need to understand. You're not going to get there in one go. You're going to find yourself a little bit off one side. But the thing is, if you didn't know where you were going, you wouldn't be able to get there. The surfer couldn't surf if he didn't know what was going on. The golfer couldn't get to the target if he didn't know what it was. The missile needs two things in order to get where it, to get to the target. It firstly needs to know where the target actually is, right? And the second thing, it needs to know where it is right now. If it loses either the target or where its location is at the moment, it can't get there. So do you know where your target is, your goal, your vision, and do you know where you are? Because if you don't know these two things, you're lost, and that means you're drifting.
Yeah.
So it's good to know this stuff. And just to touch on what Nick was saying about other people, you know, and other things, most people are drifters, so they're going to want to pull you into their drifting. Most people have got nothing better to do than waste their time drifting. That's just the reality of it. And one of the things I've realized, if you look at all successful people who are like seriously on a mission, in a way, what's happened is they haven't got a private life anymore. Their whole life is their mission, and they integrate everything into it. So it's not like you've kind of got your mission in the morning between 9 to 5, and then you got your private life afterwards. It all becomes one thing, wouldn't you say, bro?
Yeah. Well, you said a nice thing before we started shooting the film about the order of priorities in life. I was asking Mike some questions, and he was saying his priority is God, and then the second thing is service, and then the third thing is people, i.e. relationships. And most people have that the other way around. Mm-hmm. Their life is their relationships, their friends, their this, their that. And then, you know, maybe they're into service, and maybe, you know, they're into God, but it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Superheroes, you know, we have a different priority. Our first thing is sourcing and being orienting our life so that we can power up, so that we can serve. And relationships are a bonus. They're like the bonus. And it might sound a little harsh or something, but in all honesty, in real honesty, if you really look at that in your heart of heart, it's a way to really show up for a relationship as well. Because if you've got that going on, you've got some real power, and you've got some real clarity, and you're on that thing that doesn't drift. And what I, especially from my experiences, from being a man, the woman really appreciates being hold of something, getting hold of something, hanging on to something that is solid, knows who it is, where it's going in life, and, you know, she can support that or at least be inspired by it.
Yeah, this is a really, really big deal. So you having a clear focus now, forget about when you started the training, but right now, is what's going to carry you through. Because if you don't know where you are and you don't know what your focus is, you're going to drift. 98% of the world is drifting right now. Pretty much everyone you know is probably drifting, and they're wasting their life, and they're going to wake up and regret that they didn't do something more. So be aware that you've got massive forces, in a sense, against you. The general culture's not with you. Your friends and family probably are not really supporting you either. So luckily you've got the superhero training, you've got our experience and our advice and all the other professors. So you're in good hands here. But otherwise, you know, you're going to drift, and we all have to recognize that drifting and cancel it. And the way to cancel it is you've got chief definite aim again and again and again and again and again. You see it, you feel it, you're focusing on it every single day, every single day. And this whole thing about having a private life and having separate bits and departments, that's got to go. You've just got one life, one mission, and everything's integrated into it. Relationships are integrated, everything's integrated. And you got your priorities set up.
Yeah.
And you communicate your priorities to other people. I have to communicate what my priorities are to people. Say, this is first important, then this. Otherwise, they think I'm maybe ignoring them, or I'm being too hardcore or something like that. But then when they understand what's important, then they don't have that feeling, and they love my company. And I give company to people in a very heartfelt, sincere way. From deep within me, when I'm in that mode, and they get it completely. But when I'm not, they know that not to mess with me because I'm focused. And that's good. Everyone knows what's going on, and it's all sweet. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And people are happy. What do you say, bro?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And what Mike was just saying there about, you know, like, we're not knocking family, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, whatever. It's just the way we're all being conditioned. The way this world is, you know, this false world, this old world is dissolving and breaking down, the way it wires us up, because of its nature, one of the best ways I ever saw it demonstrated was in the film The Matrix. Remember The Matrix? And in the film there, remember Morpheus was saying that anyone who hasn't freed their mind, is potentially an agent. Remember that? The agents were the killers, and they were after the, you know, Neo and Trinity and all the rest of it. Was potentially an agent if they hadn't freed their mind. And remember, there was lots of scenes in that film where they'd be walking down a street, or they'd be in some situation, and then suddenly the person that was there, the drunk in the gutter, or the woman buying some bread, or the cop. Suddenly the agent would morph into them and take over them. And now that person was an agent and was, you know, like going to kill Neo or Trinity or whoever it was. And so that's the way it is. Yeah. If you haven't freed your mind in terms of understanding who you are, where your power comes from, what your mission is in life in terms of service, and you're drifting around in the matrix, then at any given moment you can be possessed, any individual can be possessed by what was illustrated there as an agent. And that's the agents of the ego, or the agents of the devil, the agents of materialism, of ignorance. And it can totally possess anyone. And you might be in love with those people, you might be married to those people, and they will be temporarily possessed, but possessed by this energy, this attitude, this, that. That just prevents you from going forward. That's what it's there to do. It's there to provide obstacles and challenges for you to navigate. And the hero understands that. His superhero archetype is able to deal with that challenge, the manifestation of that, in a very heart-centered and powerful way, but will remain single-pointed focus and determined to achieve their goal, no matter what.
Absolutely. This is a very important point, very important analogy. And, you know, in that book, Napoleon Hill, Outwitting the Devil, he basically says 98% of the people, their mind is completely influenced by the devil. And so I actually believe that to be the case. I think he's not inaccurate with that percentage. I think that's probably bang on, actually. And that's because they haven't freed their minds. They're not thinking for themselves. And the reason they're not thinking for themselves is because they're drifting, because they haven't got a chief definite aim. And just, you know, of course, we're not into the devil and like Satan and the whole thing like that. But just to clarify what the devil is, Devil is the vices, the negative tendencies of human beings. Lust, anger, ego, greed, attachment, fear, laziness, carelessness, all these, and all the progeny. Like anger has many progeny, lust has many progeny, greed has many progeny. So there's a whole like a company of these things, legions of them.
Yeah.
And most people are under the influence of those energies, and that's just what it's going on. So we have to free our mind ourselves and be cautious, because other people are under this influence. And he says in this book, the reason he didn't publish it is because it's too controversial. Because he said the biggest agents of the devil, according to this book, are the religions and the families and the educators. So the actual children's parents are the ones who did the biggest harm.
Yeah.
Religion, friends, relatives, families, basically everyone, 98%.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're working on behalf of this negative energy, affecting people. And that's why it's such a mission to wake up, and that's why, you know, superheroes are so essential in the world, and that's why it's so important you get on your mission so you can wake some people up and really help people out.
Yeah. I love this conversation. This is really the heart and soul of superhero training right here, right now. And when we're using terms like the devil, we're talking about archetypal patterns. Okay, these are energy patterns that have incredible age and depth and power to them. And if we consider ourselves as spiritual beings, as expressing through soul, as soul, as soon as those souls become over-identified with their physical form and the thing that these physical bodies, all the vices are born. All of this insanity, the whole devil's expression, is born out of complete insanity, a misinterpretation of who we are, misidentification of where our nourishment and our power really comes from, and expressing in that dysfunctional way.
Mm-hmm.
And it is extremely dysfunctional. And you do that for generation and generation and generation. You build civilizations and cultures that are off that dysfunctionality, and you multiply that over periods of time, cycles of time. We're in a world now where it's an extreme situation, but it's very unnatural, and it's all being dissolved. And the reason we structure the training the way we've done so far in that first segment, and now we're drawing a line under that, is because we are literally exorcising the devil from our own being. And so the spiritual foundation, the practice, becoming soul conscious, living in with that faith, that nizche, putting your mind into your higher mind, out of body consciousness, into your higher mind, into God's mind, that absolutely changes things in the psyche, in the soul, from the inside out. And then the way we express with ho'oponopono dissolves all the layers, the vibrations that are built up through generations and generations and generations of dysfunctional and disharmonic thoughts and words and actions. The prayers superpower it all. And so we're cleaning all that from the inside out. And then we start to get a clearer vision based on a different perspective, and we can zero in on that. And that is our mission, our purpose in life, as these people who freed their minds and are now actively helping to dissolve the matrix and break the matrix.
Mm.
But the Matrix, the movie, was an excellent, excellent, excellent artistic portrayal of the situation that's on.
Yeah.
And as much as Brother Michael and I are laid back, chilled out individuals, we really want to, you know, we really try and balance that with the urgency and the importance of you really getting your shit together and taking it to the next level and doing all this stuff and really landing fully in the world as this incredible spiritually empowered individual that you are, and therefore being able to demonstrate these super heroic demonstrations of human being.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's not a joke, it's not a game we're playing here. It's real deal stuff.
Yeah.
And by not doing that, we help to maintain the old thing in, which causes incredible suffering. Because the 98% of individuals that are drifting, most of them are trapped in extreme suffering and misery and bondage. Whether that's starvation or disease and lack of sanitation, or just complete insanity, emotional psychosis, neurosis, and all the rest of it.
it's a real big deal, and so we have to save our own souls, so to speak, and then from that we're going to help save the world and change the world.
Yeah.
And just one simple way of seeing the difference between, what is the difference between someone who's under the influence of this negativity, the devil, and someone who is in body consciousness, soul consciousness. Really nice example that I came across recently that touched my heart is that body consciousness, I'm going to ask you a question actually. Are you, imagine you're a bulb, are you the bulb and you have a bit of electricity going through you? Or are you the electricity and you have a bulb that you're experiencing? Right? Now, this might sound simple enough, but it blew my mind when I heard this, because most people think, I am this person and I have a soul. Whereas what it is you are the electricity, you are the light, and you have this thing here, this instrument to express that light, that energy through you. And this is basically the difference between the 98% and the 2%. They know they're the electricity, they know they're the light, and mm-hmm. they live from that.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, keep the vision, focus where you're going, and you'll stop drifting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been drifting all the way up until now, let's get right back on it and just cancel that old program starting today.
Yeah. We can always turn up the heat, we can always raise our game, and we need to be doing that all the time.
Yeah.
This is a time now, we've plateaued, boom. We're going to the next level.
All right. Well, welcome back. And so we are wanting to share with you a little bit about this focus, how it works from our personal experience, the effect of not being focused, and the miracles that happen by having this focus, this one-pointed aim, and giving up the drifting. Because we all have massive potential to drift at any given time. So, let's get ready now for story time with Uncle Nick.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I've got a couple of little stories for you. One of them just sprung to mind was there's a video of me on YouTube called Sunglass Walk. There's a video on YouTube, and I'm carrying a 250-pound man on my back, and I'm walking in bare feet over very, very, very sharp broken glass bottles. And a lot of the heels of the bottles, there were champagne bottles in there, wine bottles in there, and the heels, we took our time and really set this glass up, so all the points were pointing up. And on the first step I took onto the glass, I had two guys doing the film, and the cameraman on the floor, as soon as I took my first step onto the glass, my foot was in midair, he asked the other guy a question. And it broke my concentration a little bit. And I put my foot down with this 250-pound Maori on my back. I put my foot down, and you check that film out. The first step I took, I stepped onto a wine bottle with the heel, very thick glass, and a shard sticking up like this, like a crystal spike. And it went straight into my foot because I lost my concentration. You know, and I just didn't have the juice right there and then, 100%. It went straight into my foot, penetrated to a significant depth to create some serious pain, which was a challenge to me to go into fear, to jump off the glass, to abandon the whole thing, whatever. But what it did was it just really got me focused. And I walked the whole rest of the walk there, and you can see it, it's a very graceful walk, and I was obviously uplifted. If you see how I was shaking the glass off at the end there, with this guy on my back still, it looks like I haven't got any weight on me whatsoever. I was just uplifted by the grace. And that was a good demonstration in maintaining your focus, a challenge, an obstacle in your way that could, prevent me from moving forward or get me thinking in a different way or whatever. It really just brought me into my hardcore center, and just I was able to overcome that illusion of a dangerous a painful situation. That's one story. In my younger days, before I met Brother Michael and before we started working on Success Ultra Now and superhero training and what have you, I wasn't thinking about, oh yeah, I'm going to be doing something wonderful in the future that's going to be inspiring people and you know, sharing wisdom and what have you. All I was doing was just really following my calling and my soul and going through certain initiatory experiences. And one time period in my life, I was in Thailand, and I was actually training to fight the European light heavyweight kickboxing champion. We had a contest organized, and I was training for that. And what I was doing a whole bunch of things, but one of the experiences that I had that brings to mind about this focus thing was I got a little boat across to one of the islands one time, and it was a little motor boat with a really long outboard engine on it, and we were just chugging across real slow in towards this island. And the island had sheer cliffs, about 1,000 feet high, these cliffs, and we were chugging around the west coast of this island. It was just these really high cliffs, just, I was marveling at the scenery, and I saw this little tiny beach there, beautiful golden sandy beach, little half moon beach, nobody on it, and it didn't look like the access was really difficult to get to this beach. No people living there, nothing going on. But I remember that beach, and we chugged up the west coast, swung into this bay, and went into this huge bay, and it was about 3/4 mile just to get, you know, when he came into the bay to get to shore, and it was, a mile and a half, maybe a couple of miles to this beach along these cliffs. Anyway, we unloaded, and we were staying at these little bungalows, the only place on that beach in that bay. Anyway, a couple of days later, I just decided I was going to swim around to this beach. I was just going to go for this mad ocean swim as a training exercise and swim around to this beach. So I started swimming out of the bay there. And once I got out of the bay, which was the shelter of the island, about a 3/4 mile swim there, which was a long swim for me anyway, that was in those days. I was then at the mercy of the currents. And I really had no idea how strong these currents were, but they were very, very strong currents, and it took me absolutely every ounce of strength that I had, and going through tremendous catharsis in my mind, because these currents were taking me away from the not only from the bay and where I could get back to the bungalows, but away from the beach that I was heading to as well. They were taking me out and away, and so I ended up having to swim in a really long arcing loop to get back to this beach, which I eventually did, and it was hours and hours and hours later, open ocean swim. And it was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life, because I was absolutely helpless. But the thing was, I kept my focus, and every time fear, anxiety, emotional overwhelm, mental catharsis came up and overwhelmed me, which it did many, many times on that swim, I just got my focus back, held that goal of getting back to that beach, and eventually I did. And I got there when the sun was going down. I remember never being so grateful to be on land ever in my life.
Let me just stop you for a second there, because I just want you to know how serious what you just did is. Because I was on the beach over here in Hawaii, one of my favorite beaches, and I had a feeling something weird was going on, right? And all of a sudden, like after 20 minutes, the ambulance and people appeared, and someone had just swam out like 50 feet and died because the waves were just a little bit big. Yeah, he was just in the bay. He hadn't even gone anywhere, and someone was dead. Like, went out there, no worries, stoked to go out and all the rest of it. Never came back. His wife and his friend were out there on the beach alive. He was dead. Just went out a little bit. So, Nick, anyone already, probably apart from him, would have died. Right there, yes. It's not just like a little thing. He's telling a story here of the fact that he really, in many ways, should be dead, but he's not, because of this power of this stuff, you know? I just wanted to share
because
that.
The power of this stuff. And so in the analogy, you know, the ocean is life. We are all in the ocean of life. The currents of life are the energies that move through our worlds, the circumstances that that present extreme challenge to us, that we're not necessarily ready for, the stuff that comes out of the blue, the reason why just some days you're feeling this way, the astrological effect, the cosmological forces, and the karma of the soul. These are the currents. These are very, very, very powerful things. And you don't have any choice about which direction you're going in when these currents are driving you in life. But what you do have a choice about is how you respond to them, how you react to them. And even though it can be very, very frightening, overwhelming to a degree, there's a way to navigate it through. And this is what we're talking about. This is the point we're illustrating about, you know, staying focused and having that, you know, being like that missile no matter what, and just dealing with the catharsis, because the fear, the emotional stuff, the psychological overwhelm, it will present itself, especially if you do, you know, the crazy stuff that I used to do. So anyway, go back to the beach, sun same, and I still got a bushwhack. I don't know how many miles I ended up bushwhacking through the jungle, through extremely thick jungle in the general direction of these bungalows where I came from. But when I got there, suffice to say, I had a big smile on my face. So that's another story. And then just one more to finish. This is from the same trip and the same time. I lived in Thailand for a couple of months, 2 or 3 months. And, you know, I was training very hard for this confrontation. And one time we found this restaurant in the jungle. And Thailand, local people, they will open up their homes and turn them into, you know, little restaurants, mini restaurants, so that, you know, if you're tourists, whatever, backpackers, you know, just walking along the trail, oh yeah, come on in, have a feed, and they can generate some cash from that. We found this little restaurant in the jungle there, and it was very, very, very hilly to get to this place. And it was about a 3/4 mile walk through the jungle, up and down these hills from the very, very, very narrow path with the overgrowth of the jungle coming onto the path. And every night the sort of climate of this place, the microclimate of this island and the topography of this particular place on the island, every night around about sunset it would absolutely dump with rain, torrential rain, for about an hour and a half, and then it would stop. The stars would come out and it would be a beautiful, beautiful night. But the thing was, when it dumped with rain on that muddy path, and it was very muddy, very slippery, wet path, on that muddy path would come out thousands and thousands and thousands of scorpions, little black scorpions about this big, but proper scorpions with a serious sting in their tail, and, you know, extremely poisonous, extremely painful stings, like a bee sting on steroids. A scorpion sting is one of the most painful stings you can have. And they would literally be litter this path, this 3/4 mile walk back to the beach from this restaurant. So anyone that ever ate at that restaurant usually went for lunch or maybe a late afternoon, but no way would they walk in that path at night unless they had massive boots on and were, you know, very enthusiastic people, which was, you know, few and far between. But what I did is I took it on as a challenge. I took it on as a challenge of this is the appearance of life. I'm connected to life. My attitude towards it, the same with the broken glass or the ocean currents, is that life loves me and I have a wonderful relationship with it, and that the illusion of life, the appearance of life, will respond to that mindset and that heart orientation. So I used to walk that path. I used to go to that restaurant purposefully late afternoon and enjoy the sunset and the rain and the beautiful dinner, and then I'd walk that path back to the beach on my own. And I did it every night for about a week while we were staying on this particular part of the island. Never got stung once, and walked through all these scorpions every time. Very, 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 very powerful experience in my life that just impressed upon me the power that I have as a soul over the illusion, the appearance of life.
And what about when you were kickboxing?
When what? When we had that fight?
Yeah, afterwards.
Well, you can imagine after those experiences, those challenges, and there were a lot more as well. I used to do all kinds of different stuff with wild animals, with snakes, with elephants, with lots of crazy stuff in those days over there in Thailand, preparing for this, because I wanted a certain degree of wildness and a certain mindset and a certain a vibration and energy emanating from through my psychic field. So when we actually came to fight night, it was well, the funny thing was, not only was it a no contest, the fight was actually in this guy's gym. It was an underground club, and it was it was a prearranged thing. The place was packed out mostly with the guys that he was training. There was about 100 guys in there, all super hardcore fighters, world champions, European champions, real deal stuff. And I went up there on my own, just me and my brother, the two of us. And we walked in there that night, and I got into the ring, and I was scheduled to fight this guy. And what he did, he wouldn't get in the ring for some reason. He wouldn't get in the ring. And what he did, he pulled one after another, his boys in there, one after another. And I ended up knocking three guys out and out the ring that night, inside of one round, all of them. And then after he put the fourth one in, it was obvious he wasn't getting in there. And so, I just disengaged and left the thing and let him know what had happened and what had happened in him. And it was just no contest, because the energy that I was emanating, the challenges that I'd already overcome, no man, just arms and two legs, was really a match for that kind of energy that I had, because the experiences that I'd already gone through had brought me to a certain level, and also I was very, very, very well prepared physically for the thing. So the moral of the story is that if you do these things that we are recommending, and you don't have to go to the jungles of Thailand and go swimming out in the crazy ocean and stuff, but you do have to understand the moral of this story and test yourself, prove it to yourself, how with the power of this stuff, that you can overcome definitely the seemingly impossible. You can definitely overcome that if your mindset is right, if you have that burning focus and you don't let it waver, and you trust yourself to navigate the obstacle in a heart-centered and empowered way, in a very real way, dealing with a very real situation exactly the way it needs to be dealt with. You prepare yourself in that way, challenge yourself in that way, then the obstacles that are going to come, present themselves in the world, they're just going to dissolve like the illusions they are. Because it is all one great, wonderful illusion, isn't it, bro?
Absolutely. So, if you actually apply these things, if you apply the protocols, then what happens, this is just a nice way of looking at it, if the problem that you face in your life is at, say, a number 3, okay, and you are a number 3 person, let's say 10 is the highest you could be, and you're at a number 3, then basically you're going to be pretty stressed out. It's like it's going to be a bit of a mission. But if you become a number 5 person by following these things and upgrading yourself, and you look at a number 3 problem, it's not an issue. Like Nick fighting this guy, it's not an issue. And if you go up to a 10 and you look at this number 3 problem, you won't even think of it as a problem. It won't even seem like a challenge, So like, this is the reason we've given you these protocols, and this is the reason that we've got you focusing on one thing, because then all these things become small to you. Whereas people who drift, everything is just a drama, 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 because there's nothing else to do except have drama. If you're a bored, drifting person, then drama's the best ever, because at least it's better than nothing, It's better than being bored to death. People want to create drama. So what we're doing is getting clear focus and upgrading our own power so that we can deal with things easily. So, just wanted to share a story from my own experience, and because we're going into the, getting on with your mission side of things, I wanted to talk about more like business and getting on with stuff. I've had many crazy personal experiences in my life as well, but we want to talk about something related to your focus and your mission. So, when we started doing the Success Ultra Now, which is now Superhero Training, back in the day, we actually had some degree of focus right then in the early days, because Nick had just written some pop book, and we were just like, occasionally someone would buy a some pop, and we'd be all stoked. And I think at that early days, Nick would go down to the post office himself, and post it on the thing with a little poster, you know. So, you know, we started off just super, super simple, and just like occasional sale came in. We didn't really make any money on it back in those days. It wasn't really, in a sense, sustainable. And in fact, it hasn't really been sustainable for quite some time, because it's more of a labor of love and like just doing service. And so what ended up happening, and this is just part of the evolution that we're going to save you from, is that what happened is, like, we were like, how can we do this properly and how can we help the right people? And we started trying one thing, trying another thing, went through all kinds of different tech guys, got all these complicated systems that didn't work. No one knows what's going on, where all the passwords are. The whole thing is crazy. It's like taking hours and hours and hours and loads of hard work, and no one's resonating with it, or it's just very vague or whatever. So we went through this whole kind of like process, which you're not going to have to go through if you follow what we've learned. And recently we ended up, I said, look, we've got to, any of the old remaining complicated stuff has got to be completely removed. We had something like, we had all these different products. We had 20 different products, and we had like all these email lists. I think we counted it to be like 36 or 38 different email lists, and hundreds of different websites, and hundreds of different blogs, and hundreds of different this, that, and the other. And it was like, what are we doing? This is just a nightmare. So we decided, look, we need one focus, you know, because we're sharing this superhero stuff with you based on the fact that we've applied it and it worked for us. So this is what we did back in the day. Focus on one thing. Exclude everything else, draw a line under everything else. Just focus on the superhero training, because that's the way that we can help most people. We can deliver all the stuff that we offer in one go to you guys, which is what the superhero training is, very, very, very powerfully, in a concise way, to people who are really up for it. Focus on the right people, focus on the right thing that's really going to make a difference. Focus. So we cut down all these email lists, we cut down this, that, and the other, and just focus. And since then, everything has become sustainable. We really love what we do, don't we, bro? Just doing these videos, just thinking about you guys and what you want, working with the people who are really serious, and the whole thing has gone to a completely different level. But that's because we got out of the drifting and we went onto the focus. And so when it comes to your mission, you need to have the same thing. One pointed focus, so that you just go for it until it works, and don't get distracted down the side streets. You know, life is simple when we go in one direction, but we get all these temptations from the devil, shall we say, who wants us to go down the side streets, get caught up doing all sorts of random things. It's a complete waste of our time. So focus. Not only does it save you a lot of time, but it also makes you feel great. You also get financially sustained if you're doing a business and you focus and you do a good job. Everyone's stoked. You've got more time, more energy, and the whole thing works out. The other option, everyone's stressed out and confused. There's no service really going on, and you're just wasting your life. So focus. And in this video underneath, we've got a bonus that is going to help you clarify what is that one thing that you want to do with your life based on where you are now. And the rest of the training is all about you getting that one thing, making it happen. So let's assume that you are now focused, that you're going to get that clear, and you've got your clear focus, the one thing you're going for. That's wonderful, but it's not enough. If you just have focus in your mind, that's not going to work because of all this other distraction. So the other thing that we need to have is the ability to complete and let go of all the distracting stuff. Because you might say you've got a focus, but if in your life there's all this other stuff, unfinished business, complications, it's not going to work out. It literally means choosing to let go, choosing to finalize things, and get clear on really what's going on. Because that's what makes the difference, is when you apply the focus that you have to your practical life physically and practically. In what that means is that every single day you're doing things, daily rituals, that are getting you in the direction of your goal. And you can't do those daily rituals and do those special things, which we're going to talk about in a moment, what those daily rituals are, but you can't do those daily rituals if you haven't got the ability to let go of all the old stuff. And this is something that we've talked about before, but let's just emphasize this again, the importance of choosing to let go of all the stuff that doesn't work for us and complete it, tidy it up, so that you can move forward.
Yeah, and that letting go, that completion needs to occur physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. So physically, what you can let go of, you know, old clothes, old stuff, clearing all that out, that makes such a huge difference. Yeah. So at this point in the training, we really want to encourage you to be ruthless about this and have a look at, you know, what you're hanging on to, memorabilia, this, that, emotional association with days gone by, stories and all the rest of it. Get rid of all that stuff, you know, just give it away, go take it to Goodwill, give it to some worthy cause, and draw a line under that and be a little ruthless with that. Test yourself out with that one. And also emotionally, if you have dysfunctional relationships, if you have enmity between you and anyone else, if there needs to be some forgiveness, reconciliation, ho'oponopono, or if you're holding some bad feelings towards someone, if you haven't reconciled an old relationship or something, now's the time to get on the phone, write a letter, send an email, go see them, whatever it is, and reconcile that in your own heart. Draw a line underneath it, forgive them, release them, let it go. Ask for forgiveness, pray for forgiveness, bring it in, and just dissolve it. Have a really good think about that. Mm-hmm. Go reflect back, recapitulate in your life. Who are the people that, you know, that I still have the karma with? Let that go, dissolve it, release it, bring it into harmony, and you'll give so much uplift from that. Same psychologically, mentally. Have a look at your thoughts and patterns, what old belief systems are you hanging on to, negativity, fears, self-doubt, all that stuff. It's really time to, you know, get the bull by the horns and dissolve that. And then spiritually as well, you know, the dysfunctional, weakening, pathetic, old spiritual attitudes, you know, and getting real about your connection to your own living truth. And really, really, really taking another big step forward into that, and the determination and the focus to breathe that and live from that center all day, every day now.
Yeah, because there's this beautiful expression in India, renunciation leads to fortune.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you close one door, another door opens.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're saying, I'm focused and I've got my mission, it means you've shut the door and you've opened a new door and you're going through that new door. So we've got a bonus video or audio a little bit about this that's going to help you basically get completion on all the things that are incomplete, so you can really charge forward on this next mm-hmm. part of the training with complete focus. So this is just something to think about now, and just to prepare yourself for, is that it's time to wrap it all up, put it in the post, send it off, and now you're free and you can just get forward on the next thing. Yay. So we just wanted to talk about the main daily rituals for superheroes. What are the key things? Because we've talked about so many things, and sometimes people get confused. Like, all right, there's this, there's that, there's a whole ho'oponopono, there's this, blah, 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 blah. You know, that we've given you so much stuff here. So what is the three main things for you to be able to superpower your mission? What are those things? First one is that you are absolutely clear on what you want. What is your vision? What is your intention? Holding that vision super clear all the time, and have that in your mind, have that in your awareness, so that you don't drift, so that you're on it. And that includes letting go of all this old stuff, completing things that are not related to your mission. Okay, so the first thing is super, super clear on your intention and your mission. Second one is daily rituals. What are you doing every single day every single day that it's moving you in the direction of your mission practically. Because some people are just dreamers, they know what their vision is, but their lifestyle has got nothing to do with it at all. So what's the chances of it happening? Not very much. And then the third thing that's super important is that whenever you are doing whatever you're doing in your life, let's say you're focusing on writing an email to somebody to do with your mission, you're fully focused on it. If you're talking to someone on the phone, you're fully focused on that. If you're in the garden and you're planning some stuff, fully focused on it. Whatever it is that you're doing, you have the ability to focus and give all your energy to that one thing. No multitasking, none of this complication. So if you've got these three things down, you are genuinely qualified to be a superhero, and your vision, your mission is going to happen in the world. Totally clear focus, daily rituals that get you towards your mission, that everything's focused, and then the third thing is that whatever you do, you're giving your full energy to that all the time without getting distracted. You've got these three things, then it's going to happen. If you don't have these three things, you're probably just going to be drifting and you're not really going to get very far. Wonderful. So here we are with the rain coming down, beautiful Hawaiian rain. So what are these daily rituals? These daily rituals for superhero. What is this training all about? What are the things that you need to do every single day that are going to make you move forward in your life? Because superhero training actually is very, 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 very simple, and it's to follow the same stuff all the time. So what are those daily rituals, bro?
Yeah, it's superheroes. Total way of being, and it starts the night before. The day starts in the evening. And the way you set yourself up the night before is going to have a big impact on the following day. So it's early nights and simple foods, soups and teas, nourishing things, meditation and prayer, recapitulation of your day, having a look at did you achieve your goals, and if you didn't, holding yourself accountable for that. Organization, closing, tidying, you know, getting things really shanty and porno before you go to bed, and then having a nice meditation and visualization before you go to bed, so you're really holding that focus of yourself, not as a physical human being, but as a soul with an angelic form, with a subtle form, with a light form, and then as a physical human being. So you've got those three layers, and really using your imagination in a very, 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 very powerful way. If you had any bad feelings, real feelings, going on, any conflict whatsoever in the day, any tension, any friction with your loved ones, your nearest and dearest, your family, your friends, whatever, sending them prayers and blessings and clearing that whole thing in your psyche so you go to sleep very peacefully and deeply. Wake up in the morning and you pretty much start the day like you finish the day, with meditation, with really connecting in, being soul conscious, tapping into the juice, into the real energy of life, and then letting that inspiration fill you, seeing that vision of yourself as a supernatural being in a light form, and as a physical being doing everything that you're here to do in the world, and then just moving through your day, planning your day and seeing where you are in your weekly and monthly plan, how you are achieving your goals, reconciling things, really getting organized and keeping everything up to date. And again, Ho'oponopono is your primary underlying attitude towards everyone and everything. Being super focused, being on your nutritional protocols. How can I improve my diet? How can I lift things up? How's my body feeling? Is it feeling a bit sluggish? Is it time to be more in the cleansing side of things and the liquids, or going deeper into it with the enemas and the herbs and whatnot? Or, you know, am I more in a celebratory mood? I'm going to be creative with the food, whatever it is. But really thinking about that. Exercise protocols, going for a walk, moving energy, rebounding, running, swimming, whatever it is you do, dancing. If you've got energy you need to move, if there's anything building up, letting that move and express through you. And, you know, checking in with your mastermind group and holding yourself accountable, understanding where you are in the week. Is there videos to look? Am I up with the homework? Have I been doing the practices? Do I need to call someone? Am I having difficulty? Do I need some support? You know, being super proactive with it all. What else, bro?
Yeah. The other thing is to every morning, and you know this anyway, and I hope actually everything we're saying is what you're already doing. If you're on the program, everything Nick's just said, you're doing it anyway. This is just a recap in case something somehow got missed. So the other thing is that every morning, before you run off to your day, before you sort of just like get engaged and start drifting and getting into crisis management, most people just wake up and get in crisis management. Superheroes, on the other hand, they work out what they're going to do in advance. They plan their day. They have a vision of their day. So if you've been following the systems that I gave you before, you know what your big vision is. You know what your month's plan is. You know what your week's plan is. And so you basically just think, what am I trying to achieve this month, this week? And you write down, if I only had 2 hours today, in fact, if I only had 2 hours this week to do anything, right, what would I do? And when you think that thought, it puts you in a focus of what is really the most important thing for you. You write that down, and you make sure that you do that first of all, before anything else. Because that's how you get your focus in. That's how you actually make things happen. People who don't do these kind of practices, they're just drifting around. You know, if someone phones them up and they're on the phone for an hour they didn't expect to, someone does something, they're having these random conversations. That's not a superhero's attitude. So what you need to do is to, I'm sure you're already doing this, is to have a clear little list, a tiny little piece of paper that is, these are the essential things for my life. And you just get on that mission and you make sure that you do those things no matter what.
Yeah. Make sure you stop in every hour if you can, just taking a few breaths and just disengage from the way things appear to be and the way you're feeling about that and orienting your mind. And get into that deep, deep, deep soul connection to your spiritual source. Absolutely critical. If there's one thing that you need to do above all else, that's the one thing. Because if you get momentum going without that, it just creates too much stress. You know, it's just pure and simple. You just put too much load on yourself. Stop, disengage, connect with the invisible, heartfelt breaths of gratitude and love and appreciation. Smiling, looking up within, like we practice all the time on superhero training. Absorb it, take it in there, 3 breaths, and then move forward. If you're on the SunPop program and you're using a code word, make sure that you're saying that with that neural association, squeezing your fingers together. If you're really working with your, you know, standing remembrance, you've got your little rock or your stone or your little bell or something that triggers that, remembering to stay connected in that self-respect and your true sense of self-identity. Very, 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 very important things just to keep you online.
Yeah, and every day, and this is very important for this part of the training, but it's always important, adding value to others. Mm. Those things that you've written down on your piece of paper that you're going to do every day, those things need to be adding value. If they're not adding value to either yourself and your health, your well-being, your spiritual state, they're not adding value to you, and if they're not adding value to others, cancel them. Get them off your piece of paper. What the hell are you doing that for? Do you know what I mean, frankly? If it's not benefiting you, and it's hurting you, and it's hurting others, you know, cancel it. A lot of people don't think about this stuff. That's why we need to write this down, so we can see outside on a piece of paper what is really going on. You know, ink it, get it down on paper. Mm. So if you do that, you're having the lifestyle of a superhero, and you're going to manifest a huge amount of stuff. You know, the content of this specifically, we don't know what it is because everyone does their own thing, but this is the formula to success. Yeah. So just to recap, go to bed at night, be in a super high space, clear the day, let go of everything old, so you're like as if you've let go and you're like a new being. Go to sleep in the light, in that beautiful space, with that, the prayers, man above, those, all of those experiences. So you sleep peacefully, and you sleep in a beautiful way. Then you wake up and you deepen that connection, that spiritual connection. You wake up early as possible, so that you're ahead of the game. You do all your practices, you see your vision, you see your chief definite aim, your focus, you really experience that end result clearly. You do the programs, inner self-image or sun pop or whatever, it's super, super focused. So you get in that high state and you see the vision. Then you write down what you're going to do today based on whatever it is, and you get on the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And in between all this, you stop every hour or whenever you can, go beyond. And then in the evening time, you basically do the same thing again. And this is the process of a superhero. You do it every day. Same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. That's how you can manifest amazing things in your life.
Yeah, use your vision boards. Use your little code words. Use your mantras. And if ever you're not feeling good, if you're feeling in some sort of weird state, shift that state. Stop and shift that state. That might require dancing. It might require going for a run. It might be a cold shower. Changing your clothes. Calling someone, whatever it is, it could be anything, but you need to be proactive and take the action. Most important thing to understand that it's all, if the game is won inside of your own mind, really. It's like if you're on it there, really on it, then the outside world is easy, it's a breeze. But if you're not on it there, everything's a challenge, really, isn't it?
That's right. So these protocols are going to give you a system and a structure to manifest amazing projects, to have the best day ever, to, you know, have great health, to feel stoked in yourself, to do whatever you want. And within this, you might be traveling during the day, you can still take your moments, you might be doing all sorts of crazy stuff. It doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as it's your mission, as long as you have chosen to do it. Superheroes don't go along with the world, they make the world go along with them. You choose what's important for you, and you focus on that. And that's how you manifest miracles.
Yeah. And believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. You're not these little bodies, these little people living these little lives. You're a great, 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 great soul being challenged and called to express that in the most exciting times and the times of the most tremendous change and upheaval in the history of humanity. These are stupendous times to be alive, and you have to be the full embodiment of that, really bridging it in. The way you walk, the way you compose yourself, your physical being, it emanates a certain attitude and energy and awareness orientation coming from you. Remember, your whole body is made of DNA. It's like an antennae. And if you're all humped and slumped over or whatever, and you're full of toxicity, you know, it's very difficult to feel vital and empowered. So you really want to be focusing on your posture, standing up tall, even if you're a little tiny person, and really claiming your place in this world, walking with majesty. Every one of the steps that you take in the world every single day of your life, do it with intention and power. Have meaning behind it all. These are great, great, great times to be alive, and little old you is anchoring in a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal change in this world.
Yeah.
Very, very, very important. So honor yourself massively in that way.
Yeah, deep respect to you for being here and doing this training. Mm-hmm. And if you just have that focus, follow these protocols, guaranteed you're going to get to the result. Absolutely, 100% guaranteed. And it doesn't matter whatever anyone else is doing, and it doesn't matter if the world doesn't agree with you, you're going to get there 100%. So let's learn how we can apply this very, very swiftly and easily in our lives. Mm-hmm. So we wanted just to share with you the fact that we have drawn a line under this first personal development, spiritual development, superhero development part of the training, which is part one. And we're going to go to the get on with your mission part of the training. And we've given you so much stuff in that first part of the training that you can go back to it again and again and again. And it's basically, you're going to be practicing the basics, practicing the basics, practicing the basics, until you have completely mastered all the basics. So you don't need another 100 courses. Mm-hmm. You don't need... like to read millions and millions of books. Yeah, we need to focus on the basics. You know, we need to go deeper into the basics. Isn't that right, bro?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about that. You know, the, I train a lot and work with world-class athletes most of my my professional life. And one of the things I notice about them, and something that I practice myself very often, is that they're all about repeating very, 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 very basic drills to hone neuromuscular skills into their biology over and over and over and over and over again. No matter how good a basketball player becomes at free throws, he's always going to keep practicing those free throws over and over and over and over and over and over again. So what we've given you is a holistic personal empowerment, a complete holistic personal empowerment strategy. It's all there. Now what you need to do is really literally go right back to the beginning and start practicing those things more and more and more deeply, more and more and more, and like Mike says, master them. Because it's like a really good book. I remember I used to read, I think I've read Jonathan Livingston Seagull, that amazing little book by Richard Bach. It's a tiny little skinny thing talking about this seagull called Jonathan Livingston Seagull and his expression and yearning for adventure and wanting to be different and his determination and focus to do that, to follow that calling, this little bird. And I read that book, I think I must have read it like 10 times, maybe more. Every time I read it, I always got something different out of it. It was like, wow, I can't even remember reading that page or that paragraph. It's going to be like this with this training. We've given you so much, coming from all these different angles, that you're going to get, you know, pennies are going to drop, ignorance is going to dissolve, darkness is going to be replaced by light, and you're going to get those aha moments. Things are going to mean more to you. You know, like Mike was saying about the light bulb analogy. He's probably heard it before, but bing, it turned on in a big way. That particular day really hit home. And those are the moments that we want over and over and over and over and over in our lives, because it just opens up. So review all this material. You don't have to go back to the beginning and do it systematically the way it's in. Go to the places where you're being called and drawn to review. But review it, review it, review it. Check out the, especially the sevenfold piece from the Essene template that we gave you, those seven facets of your life, and really hold your life up to that template and ask yourself, wow, am I really, really living my life this way? Have I really adjusting? Are all of these components being nurtured by me? This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Reviewing, practicing over and over and over and over these basics. That will give you tremendous power to really be successful in the next part of the training here and achieve all the goals that you're destined to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. So once you've kind of got the daily rituals down anyway, which hopefully you already have, just go back every week and just watch one video or listen to an audio again or do one of the bonuses or do something that's just keep sharpening the saw, making sure that you're really in alignment with this and you've understood it. And like your level of mastery, you want it to get it to 100%. You start off the training maybe at a 0, maybe at a 10, and you might have gone up to say like 30, go back and you get up to 40, 50, in every area, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, everything, yeah? So just keep doing it again and again and again and again and again. And if there's any stuff that you come across that's beneficial, share it with other people that we haven't talked about, that might find some other things, share it with your group, encourage other people to go for it, share on the social network, really be a very serviceable person, become a master, and learn how you can teach that and share that with others as well. This is a very, very, very good thing to do. Yeah.
And the masters are only the masters because they practiced and practiced,
practiced.
The teachers are always the best students as well. Remember that teachability index? Be teachable, you know, really humble yourself. You're never going to know it all.
No.
So we don't even want to pretend to be that way. Being empty, being innocent, is the most empowered state of being. So, yeah, just take it all. It's a big melange of good stuff, and make your own personal recipe out of it. But sip it, sip it, sip it, sip it. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Be on it, be on it, be on it.
Yeah.
It's a way of being.
Absolutely. So if you forget everything else we've just said, just remember that one thing. Are you teachable? you know, willingness to learn, willingness to change, willingness to accept change, because then you're interested in learning. You know, I'm constantly after learning new things and making adjustments. That's what gives me the most joy in my life. I love it. I'm after it all the time. Yeah. You know? So you can learn, willingness to learn, willingness to change, keep them at a 10 and just keep at it again and again and again and again.
And none of this stuff's going to get old or wear out. No. None of it at all. Like this, for example, the Sun Pop thing that I designed that like 7 years ago now. And I still love doing that thing. I've done it hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of times.
Yeah.
I can do it just like that. But it's like, it's awesome for me.
Yeah.
You know, I just love it. I'm super enthusiastic about that. Same with exercise, same with nutrition, learning about stuff, same with working with people, ho'oponopono, having that attitude of forgiveness, emanating that love out to people. There's nothing like that. Being soul conscious, it's always new.
Yeah, it's totally new. It's always new.
Yeah. Everything's new. When you're tapping into that spiritual power of yours, it's unlimited, it's infinite. So you can always break through. So you should be waking up with that enthusiasm. You know, this David Wolf quote, this is the best day ever. Yeah, it is. It is always the best day ever.
Yeah.
Because it's a new day, a new moment. Every moment is the best moment ever. Because it's another moment for you to offer your heart in a different way, with a higher degree of purity. For you to open your mind in innocence and wonder in a different way. For you to focus and connect with another fragment of your spirit in a different way. These are really, really, really exciting things. And you should be feeling that excitement and really getting stoked on that. Because it is the best ever.
Yeah, the basics. Yeah. Brings me so much joy. Just to sit there and say, can I be soul conscious?
Yeah.
I have such beautiful experiences just with that one thing.
Yeah.
Again and again and again and again and again. Refine.
Yeah.
This is what we all need to be doing.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Such a wonder.
Yeah. So there's a wonderful paradox, the paradox in the life of a superhero. And that is, on the one hand, we don't want to be going with the flow like a bunch of hippies and just like whatever, you know, getting caught up in whatever comes up, you know, like, I'm feeling inspired, and then just like whatever. That's not very good. Yeah, most people are in that drifting around, and they might end up in the gutter, they might end up somewhere else, who knows where anyone's going to end up when you're drifting, yeah? So going with the flow in many ways, in most cases, is a serious mistake, and that's why the world is in such a mess. And we need to be super disciplined, super focused, super following the rituals, the daily rituals, and getting on with our mission, right? But then on the other hand, the fact is that life comes with its unexpected things. You just throw a spanner in the works. Just random things show up. That's just the way life is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you might be inspired one day to do something completely different from what you'd planned to do. Yeah? This happens. This happens to me all the time. So what are you gonna do? Because if it's hardcore, it's on by the minute, that starts to become a problem. And if it's go with the flow, that's also a serious problem. So how to get this balance? Because this is a paradox, right? So what's the solution, brother?
Well, I think what we were talking about with the missile there earlier on is a good thing to reconsider. But also a little story that came to mind.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Story time.
We like to illustrate these things with... this one's a funny one. Now, Brother Michael and I grew up in England, and there were two comedians that were very popular on television in the 70s and 80s called Morecambe and Wise, Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise. And they did one film. It was kind of like a James Bond spoof. They were both spies. They did one proper film. It was on in the movies. And the beginning to that film, Eric Morecambe, who was like a tall, really funny one with glasses, he was on his way to work. He was going to his office. So his focus, his goal, his chief definite aim was to go to work, okay? Now, it was in London, and you saw him coming up out of the tube, out of the underground trains, coming up onto the street in London. And what he just caught, he just saw a really attractive woman and just started following her. So now he's walking down the street, seemingly in the opposite direction to the way he was going, following this attractive woman. And then he sees another one on the other side of the road. So he walks across the road and starts following her. And then he sees another one. Now he's going in the opposite direction again, following another one. Then he sees another one and follows her into a building. She goes into a lift. He walks into the lift. The lift goes upstairs into an office. He walks into this office and it's his own office. So that's a perfect example of being heart-centered, going with the flow, but never losing your chief definite aim.
Yeah, it's a wonder. Because it's like...
And this is actually how Brother Michael basically lives his life for the last 10 years.
That's right. But yeah, you gotta... You focus. But the thing is, the stuff comes up within us. It's like, I'm an extremely disciplined person. Like, inner discipline and focus is like... I'm actually a Pisces in the astrology, so in a way... I've had to be super focused, otherwise I'd be so over the top going with the flow, I would never get anything done at all, right? But now and again, because I'm like, I'm on a mission, like I'm super hardcore, but then sometimes I'm like, you know what, I'm not feeling it today, I'm not feeling inspired to do the things that I plan to do, I'm just not feeling it. It's like, and so what I've learned, this is a really important thing to learn. What I've learned is that when I'm not feeling particularly inspired, because we've talked about 80-20 principle, only 20% of what we do actually gets the result anyway. So if we're still forcing ourselves to do things we don't really want to do, way better off is just to go into nature, just sleep on the beach, read a book, talk to someone you haven't spoke to for ages, but you're doing it on purpose. When I'm feeling, you know what, I'm supposed to be like doing this thing, but I'm in my heart, I can't do it. Not force, because it's not going to be quality. The only way to produce quality things in the world is to be deeply inspired. So if you're not, then take that as an opportunity for a recharge. Disengage from what it was. Go and do something else. Do something completely different. Follow your heart and do it on purpose. This is the big difference, is that you're not being distracted because you're acknowledging how you feel and you're going in that direction on purpose. And then this is my experience consistently. Once I've done that for a bit, it might be like go out into nature for 3 hours or something and I've just been wandering around in the mountains or something. And then all of a sudden I start getting all these ideas, all the inspiration, all the juice starts coming back in. And I'm like absolutely fully charged, and then I'm on a mission and I'll come back and I'll knock out a bunch of work for maybe 6 hours straight, hardcore, and do more in those 6 hours than I might have done in 3 days because I followed that flow. So you really need to get this paradox down and not be too stiff, not be vague, but just follow your heart and also have discipline. And this is a real fine art to master, but this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, bro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So hopefully we made ourselves clear there, and go for it. This is the art of living we're talking about here. All right. All right, so how can you actually get ready for this next step of the training, get hardcore, get on your mission? What do you want to take away from this week? First thing is to get absolutely super clear on your mission, and we've got a bonus for you to do that, to get clear where you are now. So you listen to that, you get clear on what it is, and then you start focusing on that completely. That's step one. Step two is to do the inner self-image program every morning and focus on what you want. Or you can use Sun Pop as well, but you're basically focusing in your mind, in your heart, on that thing that you know what it is, and now you focus every single day. Extremely important protocol for you to do that. Step three is to complete and close all the unfinished business, sticky business, and remove all the distractions from your life so that you can focus on your mission. And we've got a bonus for you to be able to do that, so to follow the steps in that, complete everything, and then you're going to be able to get fully on the program, because your life is going to be integrated and you've shut the doors to weird things. That's step three.
And step four is turn up the heat with all of the protocols, all the superhero training protocols. Practice. Turn up the heat, raise the game, take it to the next level.
All right.
So what's going to happen if you do this? How are you going to feel? How are you going to feel? What's going to happen to you? Well, you're going to have tremendous clarity and focus. And that's going to give you a peace of mind. It's going to make you feel solid and not wobbly and wishy-washy. Your subconscious power, the power in your subconscious mind, the soul power in you, is going to start to get activated. That's going to reduce your stress levels massively. Most of the frustration and stress and anxiety that many people experience is a direct consequence, because they are not, their soul isn't flowing into their world, and so there's a tremendous inattention because of that. So you're going to feel stress levels is going to go down, and they're going to keep going down the more you practice, and that's going to make you feel great. You feel a lot lighter, a lot freer, a lot more empowered, and yeah, it's just wonderful feelings. And also this stopping drifting around, you know, this meandering kind of a feeling. It's a great feeling inside of yourself when you're on beam with your life, and you know you're on beam with it. Living with purpose just makes you feel very alive, and that equates to deep inner peace and contentment, satisfaction, feeling like you've got more, even if you have less, even if you're getting rid of things, changing things in your life. Even if you have less on the outside, you actually feel like you've got more on the inside, because you feel so fulfilled. And that all makes you feel very alive, as more of that 98% of your dormant potential flows into your being. It gives you just this energy of aliveness. Your dreams start getting more and more activated. Wonderful things occur in your intuition, your instincts, your insight, your own personal guidance. All of those things start getting turned on more and more and more. You start getting turned on more and more and more. Your ability to communicate clearly with people, to tune into their needs, to intuit situations, give guidance, all of those wonderful extrasensory, superhuman faculties, telepathic abilities, all of that stuff starts to turn on more and more and more.
That's right. If you do the things we've just mentioned, you're basically pressing the button, the magic button is being turned on, and all the magic is going to start happening in your life. That's actually what it comes down to. You wake up in the morning feeling excited to get on with your day, because it's really a meaningful day that you're having. And you are, you know, all this thing about best day ever. A lot of people say best day ever. Most people don't have the best day ever. But you're going to be having the best day ever, because this is what it means to have the best day ever, to be on your mission. It's fully activated. And the whole universe is going to conspire to help you out. And everything's just got meaning. Everything has purpose and juice. Juicy. So you're going to have a very juicy, magical, wonderful life. And it's all by doing these things that we've been sharing with you today and getting on your mission. So juicy, it's easy. We love it juicy, don't we, bro?
We love it juicy, baby.
Yeah, we don't want a dry, stale life. You're going to have a juicy, lovely, beautiful life. All right, so what do we want you to do right away after you watch this video? Well, the first thing is to listen to the bonus about what is your mission right now in your life. Follow the protocols in that, get super clear on your mission, stick it on your wall, do the whole thing so you absolutely know what is your chief definite aim, 100%. That's the first thing. When you've done that, then go and do the completion ceremony video, so you complete all the old things in your life so that you can genuinely focus on your mission. And the third thing is,
get on the program, hardcore. Just do what you got to do. Keep on practicing.
Yeah, practice those basics every day. Make a commitment to take it to the next level, all the things that you're already doing. So there's your three steps. Focus on the thing that you've just so you're clear what you're doing. Complete everything and get on the program. We'll speak to you soon. And the rest of this training is about you getting on with your mission. All right. Aloha.